Parker's back to talking on the Wet Tails Podcast. Logan Mark and Thatcher talking on the Wet Tails Podcast.
Welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the web slinger from the very beginning all the way to present day. And Batch, it's a surprise anniversary.
Number 250, folks. 250 episodes of Web Tales. This is a big, big episode. That's so big, Mark and I didn't actually realize this was the 250th episode before 3 seconds before we actually started to record. But it's a very special episode. 250 episodes of us doing Aunt May smokes weed jokes, and there was a lot of chest expansion. There was a lot of Joe Rona, and also that means for 250 episodes.
Hey guys, hey, you guys did 250 of this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm as shocked as you are, Craven.
And people still listen to this?
No, nobody listens to it.
No, I didn't think so. I don't even listen to this show, and I'm on this show.
No, there might be a few random people here and there, but...
Well, I appreciate every single one of you, and make sure you follow Craven on X at CravenPopOrD.
Thank you very much, Craven.
You know, I'm carrying this show because, you know, my movie is coming out sometime this century.
I know, we're going to get a bump from that, right? Like, you're going to tell...
Oh, huge bump. Huge numbers. It's going to put you guys over to huge.
Nice. We're going to get a million downloads. Thanks, Craven.
Yeah. Oh, Batchy, can I hit the button? Because I saw who's in this issue. Can I? I'm going to do it anyway. Featuring Spidey. He's not fighting me this issue, but he's fighting...
Jameson!
Thank you for that.
Yes, the douche canoe is right. this week it is John Jameson versus... He's flipping me off now as he walks out the door. John Jameson, the Yeti. I didn't know John Jameson was the Yeti. Nope. But him versus the Spidey this week.
That's on right. Web
Number Man 190. So don't get confused. This is episode 250, but it's issue 190 of Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, because we throw other bullshit in between, you know, commentaries, discussions.
Marvel team up, spectacular. We need to get back to spectacular.
Yeah, I think we're way behind on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In Search of the Man-Wolf.
Oh, we got a sweet ad for Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, Philip, Donald Sutherland version?
Yeah, Philip Kaufman film. Donald Sutherland, Brooke Adams, Leonard Nimoy, Jeff Goldblum.
That's a old ass movie at this point.
The only thing I remember that movie is Donald Sutherland just looking all creepy going, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, all I know is the ending of that movie. That's it. Oh, shit.
As always on Web Tales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue, In Search of the Man-Wolf, is written and edited by Marv Wolfman. John Byrne is doing the layouts. The madman Jim Mooney is doing the finishes. Novak is doing the lettering. Michelle W. is the colorist, and the shooter himself, Jim Shooter. So we got a wolf man, we got a madman, and we got a shooter.
Yeah. Sounds like a party to me.
Yes.
Ooh.
So we start, how do we start this issue of Web Tales, Mark?
Well, Batch, we're picking off where we left off last week, where it was revealed that the Yeti was actually John Jameson. And he turned into the wolfman.
Hold on.
Jameson.
That's right. And he started kidnapping his dad while Spider-Man arrives and tries to stop him. So
yes,
that's where we're at.
So why am I laying here for like I'm waiting for a moontan?
Not his best one. Bad references in these issues.
Spidey's off his game this issue.
Yeah, he's lost his good sense of humor. So, of course, Spidey's wondering, should I bother saving Jameson, really? After all the shit this guy talks. And Spidey's web shooters are out. And we get some exposition about how the web shooters work.
Which,
thanks for reminding me.
They need to remind that every year, approximately 15 issues.
I guess new readers all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... He's back following the Man Wolf, and he's starting to think maybe someone's behind all this because someone paid the Chameleon and Electro to mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Spidey's right because right behind him, there's a little drone following him.
One of those 1970s drones.
Yeah, it looks like a little airplane.
It's like those. It's like it looks like one of those little foam airplanes that you throw that just literally they threw up and then immediately crashed.
Yeah,
I can never get those things to work.
No, maybe they're just. And, well, we get the reveal of who's the mystery man that's been following Spidey and Jonah.
It and is.
Dun, dun, dun. It's Spencer Smythe. He's out for revenge on Spidey and J. Jonah Jameson because now he has cancer from using... No, he's dying anyway from using radiation while making spider slayers.
So it's the second strain of Joe Rona that he's dying.
Yeah,
of.
He got real bad.
Instead of making you dizzy and stronger, this one actually just fucks you up.
Yeah, you just die from it.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing he's gonna do is gonna get his revenge on those two before he dies.
Yep.
And cut to. Manwolf and Jonah, who jumped through the window of a skylight and into the auto show, New York Auto Show.
Well, that's a girl in a skimpy bikini.
Yeah, apparently this year they decided to use bikini models as a publicity stunt.
Yes. I love that's a very Battle Beast looking Manwolf.
Yeah, he's looking pretty buff here, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty scary. Of course, Spidey falls right behind.
Let's get some Manwolf DLC in Spidey 2.
Yeah, we could do it. I mean, why not? We haven't seen the Manwolf yet.
He'd be like worth 15 minutes of just fucking around the game, just chasing the Manwolf and then having like one big fight.
Mm-hmm. It'd probably be a lot like the Lizard, I think.
And then like Pete would get on with his day.
Yeah. You can fight symbiotes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Manwolf is more powerful than ever, according to Spidey.
Mm-hmm. And Jonah's all like, do you remember me, John?
I'm your dad. He gets his face slapped for it. And then there's a cop right there. I don't know if it's Steve or Murray.
Yeah, it could be Steve. That's Steve.
Yeah. So he's ready to start shooting, and Spidey takes a gun out of his hand. And it falls right in front of Jonah. Hmm.
Is Jonah going to have to bust a cap in somebody's ass?
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
No. They are causing so much destruction in this car show right now. These are like state-of-the-art cars in 1970.
The new 1979 models.
Yes.
They're scaring away the bikini models also.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to quit over this. And I don't know how Spencer's talking to Manwolf. I guess he has an earpiece because he just yells at a computer screen.
This comic was ahead of its time.
I guess so. And then, now we see this guy, Wyoming Bill, which I feel is related to Montana, probably.
He should be, if not, if he isn't.
Yeah. His buddy tells him to, like, throw a lasso on Manwolf, and he's like, fuck that. And then they get thrown off the stage by Manwolf.
Mm.
Who then throws the stage on Spidey.
How strong is Manwolf? That's a huge stage.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Apparently he got real strong.
So. I love how like they don't put the whole stage in the frame, just like a little bit of it. Spidey saved it. Good enough.
Yeah, he saved the corner. That's good.
That counts as the whole stage.
And then chases Manwolf, who's climbing some buildings. I see a billboard here that says Canadian. I don't know what that says.
Probably Canadian Dry Ginger Ale.
A Canadian Club, something like that.
Probably.
Buddy compares Manwolf to Mario Andretti for some dated references.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fight over a smoking sign. Again, dated references.
Yep.
And... Spidey gets distracted by a puff of smoke.
That Craven CBD gas is in everything.
Mm-hmm. Again, everyone. And they end up fighting in front of the theater, looks like.
Mm-hmm. And Jonas is trying to reason with the son. Got a little bit of a flashback.
Yeah, a flashback that says the moon rock is actually killing John Jameson. So the only thing they could do is freeze him until a cure can be found. And then that's why...
Because it worked so well for Walt Disney.
Yeah, he's still waiting. And then, okay, this is why it's episode 250, Bash, because we're getting a character coming back that we haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, where's Officer Logan?
I know, he's not here. But what was his name again? Steve.
It's another Steve.
Yeah.
It's Steve.
Steve is back. We got a scene at the Daily Globe where they really wanted to take it to Jameson, you know, take him out. And they want to start hiring his staff. So it said they tried to get Robbie to come over, but he won't. But then look in the paper and they see photographer by Peter Parker. It's like, give me that Parker kid.
That's a mighty comfy chair you got there. Is it wicker? Is it nylon? Is it is it a Lazy Boy? Does it recline?
Nice try, Batch, but it's no Officer Logan, unfortunately.
It's no Officer Logan. He's deep undercover. He's deep undercover. He's never coming back.
We'll get him back. Maybe for 300.
We've been keeping him in the intro song for 250 episodes.
Yeah.
It's Logan marching back. We may have to edit the opening song.
We might have to. We love you, Logan.
Miss you, buddy.
So Jonah looks like he is packing heat. He kept the gun. But
he's the new Charles Bronson. Jonah Jameson in Death Wish.
Oh man, I'd pay money for that. So Jonah's pointing the gun at Man-Wolf, telling him to get away, but he can't do it. So he drops the gun and gets grabbed again by Man-Wolf. Meanwhile, Spidey's knocked out on the ground. You just see Spencer Smythe yelling, "Ah!
I'm my chest! I'm blacking out!" he's pulling a Fred Sanford. I'm having the big one.
Faking a heart attack.
Yeah.
So Manuel's got Jameson, climbs up the bridge, where Jonah starts telling John to think about the good old days when they went to ball games, when there were so many teams. And then we get some more flashbacks. And are you creeped out of this, as creeped out of this as I am, Batch?
No.
Jonah without a mustache.
Yes, that's weird.
It's really
doesn't
weird.
Seem right.
No. Can't be the same guy.
No.
And, you know. Little John is such a good conservative. He's got a shirt saying, "I like Ike."
Yes. Jonah's wife passed away. And tell me, John, remember your mother. Remember, but I cared. Speak to me, John.
What's funny is her name was Joan. So you got John and Joan Jameson.
Yeah. Stan liked his alliteration.
Yeah, really did. It looks like that trip down memory lane kind of helped because... John kind of stumbles for a bit, but then when Spencer starts yelling at his ear, he turns back into a full man wolf.
Jehoshaphat, what's happening?
Jonah. So they end up on the top of the bridge completely, and Spidey eventually finds them, makes another dated reference to Michael Landon, and. That's the top because, hey, happened with Gwen Stacy. We always gotta go back to the same bridge, right?
Yep. Well, already John Safe already smack isn't lettering this issue.
Yeah, I think they're trying to like redeem themselves. The murderer.
I actually made that joke on a Reddit post about Gwen Stacy.
Did you get some attention for it?
I don't think anybody caught the reference.
Ah. Fake fans.
Everybody knows Peter didn't kill Gwen Stacy. Artie Samek killed Gwen Stacy because he's the one that drew the side effect of her neck snapping.
Yeah. If you guys listened to our show, you would have known that.
Yes.
Well, Manwolf starts changing back into John Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons I don't know.
Yep.
And then Spencer starts yelling, and then John presses a button, and John goes, "Ah, my head."
And turns back over into the Manwolf, and falls off the actual bridge. Spidey goes to save him, but John's like, "You gotta let me go."
Mm-hmm. He kind of like slips out, and then he seems to fall into a portal and disappears.
Yes,
into a fwish. So he goes back and he tells Jonah what happened. Jonah loses his shit. Of course, blames Spider-Man for everything.
He's got a brand new reason to hate Spidey now that everybody loves Spidey. Spider-Man's a murderer. Yeah. He murdered my son.
Yeah. Even though he tried to save him.
Yes.
And then I guess next issue, the Judgment Day are going to show up. So we're going to see Finn, Dom, Rhea, and
Mommy.
Damien. Yeah. They're going to show up next issue.
Nice. Is R-Truth going to be here next issue too?
We'll see. It depends on his status at that time.
Oh, he's not part of Judgment Day, so.
No. The Batch, what are you going to give this issue?
Oh, I give this 3.5 Jonah Packing Heats out of 10. Okay. It was all right.
Not a big fantasy?
Yeah, it was okay. Could have been better. Kind of anticlimactic with John just throwing into a random portal.
Yeah. I'll give it 5 Spencer Smythe radiation pills on 10. Similar reasons, you know, because kind of ended. It seems like Jonah has to try harder and harder to find reasons to hate Spider-Man.
Mm. But he's got a good one now, so we'll see where that goes in the upcoming issues.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Batch, you want to give them a quick shout-out on where they can find us?
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please leave us a review on Spotify. Leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a review on however you digest this podcast, like Good Pods. I've seen a couple of reviews for our podcast and Good Pods, so thank you very much for taking the time for that. We really appreciate it. 250 episodes of Web Tales and still going strong. We're not going anywhere, folks. We got a lot of Spidey to recap on this podcast. Part of the Pop 40 network. The Pop 40 is coming real soon, where we rank everything in pop culture. So that stay tuned for that on the Pop 40 feed, and follow Pop 40 on the Facebook, and follow me on the X at Batch Pop 40. Mark, you are not on X.
I'm not, but Craven is.
Craven is. Follow Craven.
Thanks, everyone, and come back next week to find out more. Take care. Bye-bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Web Tales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Web Tales Podcast. Or you can email us at webtalespodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers...
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!